Romans by Philip Steele. Published by Macmillan Education, a division of Macmillan Publishers Limited, 2012. Roman treasure. The Romans ruled most of Europe more than 1,600 years ago. They also ruled many other lands. They came from a big city called Rome in Italy. Today, we can still find things which the Romans made or used. People find the remains of Roman walls and buildings. They sometimes find old coins, pottery jars, or rings and brooches. These help us understand how the Romans lived. Finding out. In Italy, there is a volcano called Mount Vesuvius. It erupted in 79 AD. There was a big explosion which buried the town of Pompeii under earth and rock. Many people died. Hundreds of years later, people cleared away the earth and rock. They found the Roman houses and streets. There were shops, gardens, markets, and theatres. People found pots and pans, and even food. There were fine statues, musical instruments, jewellery, and coins. Everyone could see how the Romans lived. Here are the ruins of Pompeii today.
The Barking Dog. At the entrance to one house, there was a picture of an angry dog. Under the picture, it said, "Beware of the dog."
Rome and its empire. More than 2,700 years ago, Rome was just a few villages built on hills near the River Tiber. The villages joined up to make a town. Then the town became a city. This city grew until Rome was the biggest city in the world. About 1 million people lived there. The Romans sent armies to conquer other lands. They ruled Spain, France, Britain, and parts of Germany. The Romans ruled Romania, Greece, Western Asia, and North Africa too. These countries made up the Roman Empire.
The Wolf and the Twins. An old myth said that a wolf found twin baby boys called Romulus and Remus by the River Tiber. The wolf looked after them. When Romulus grew up, he became the first king of Rome.
Buying and selling. The Romans were good businessmen. They used coins made of gold, silver, bronze, and copper. At Roman ports, they loaded ships with pottery and cloth. There was food, and there were jars of wine or olive oil. Traders argued over prices. The Romans bought and sold people too. They owned slaves. These people had no freedom and they had to work hard for no money. Every Roman city had a place called the Forum. People met here to do business. Around it, there were markets and shops.
Pirate attack! In 68 BC, pirates attacked the Roman port of Ostia. The Romans built 500 ships to fight them. They caught many pirates.
Soldiers and war. The Roman army had different groups called legions. Each legion had its own number and badge. Most soldiers fought on foot, but some fought on horses. Roman soldiers wore tunics and sandals or boots. They wore helmets and armour and carried shields. Their weapons were short swords, daggers and spears. One of the best Roman generals was called Julius Caesar. He won many battles for Rome. He became very powerful, and people were jealous of him. Some men murdered him in Rome in 44 BC.
The tortoise. Groups of Roman soldiers sometimes marched close together. They covered their heads and bodies with shields. They looked a bit like a tortoise, protected by a shell.
Gods and temples. The Romans believed in many different gods. Jupiter was the most important god. He was god of the sky. People believed he punished them with a thunderbolt when they were bad. Other gods looked after different areas of life, such as war, love, or the sea. The Romans built temples for their gods and had festivals. The festival of Saturn was in the winter. People lit candles, had big feasts, and gave presents.
A monster dog. Roman myths are full of monsters. Cerberus was a dog with three heads. He stopped dead people entering the world of the living.
At home. Romans believed that gods and spirits protected their homes. They made offerings to them every day. There were many sorts of house. In the biggest cities, such as Rome or Ostia, there were blocks of flats. Many towns had family houses with an open courtyard and pools of water. There were tiles on the roofs, and the small windows had shutters. In the country, rich people owned big houses called villas. Some had fine wall paintings or mosaics on the floors. Food and feasts. In the kitchen, slaves carried water and wood for the fire. Pots and pans boiled on the stove. Cooks used olive oil, herbs and spices. A main dish might be fish or chicken. There were onions, peas and cabbages, as well as figs and grapes. The Romans sweetened their food and drink with honey. People did not eat much for breakfast or lunch. The main meal of the day was dinner. Some rich people held banquets where everyone ate too much. Guests lay on couches and ate from a low table using their fingers and knives.
Are you hungry? Guests at a banquet might eat mice cooked in honey or snails in wine.
Getting dressed. A Roman lady spent a long time getting dressed in the morning. She put on a long tunic and then a woolen dress, called a stola, on top. She used perfume and jars of makeup and curled her hair. She wore earrings and necklaces, then looked at herself in a mirror.
Pretty poison. Roman ladies like to look pale. They used chalk or white lead as makeup for their faces. The lead was poisonous and could make them ill.
Children, slaves, and working people all wore short tunics. Important men wore a heavy white robe called a toga. They wrapped it around their whole body and then over one shoulder. Entertainment. The Romans loved watching chariot races at a place in Rome called the Circus Maximus. These were fast and very exciting. Sometimes the chariots crashed. Romans also went to a big stadium called the Colosseum. Here they watched slaves and gladiators fight with each other until one was dead. Every city had an open-air theatre. There were seats in a semicircle around the stage. The actors wore masks. Most Romans liked funny plays, but there were sad plays too. Going to the baths. Every Roman town had public baths for men and women. Romans went there every day to meet their friends and relax. They often started with some exercises or games. Then they went in the pools, the hot baths, the cold baths, and steam rooms. They sometimes had a massage. The Romans built bathhouses at country villas and army forts. We can see Roman baths today at a city called Bath in England.
Cleaning up. Romans did not wash themselves with soap. They put oil on their bodies and then scraped their skin clean.
Roman children. Roman babies played with clay rattles in the shape of animals. Young children played with marbles and dolls. At about 7 years old, some boys and girls learned reading, writing, and maths. They practiced writing the alphabet. They used a sharp point to scrape the letters on boards covered in wax. If they made a mistake, they smoothed the wax and started again.
Lucky charms. When children were born, they were given a charm called a bulla. The charm protected them. Girls wore the charm until they married. Boys wore their charm until they were 16.
Some boys from rich families learned about history, poetry, and making speeches. Some girls learned how to organise a home, how to sew, and how to play a musical instrument with strings called the cithara. What happened to Rome? The Romans fought their enemies for hundreds of years. It was difficult to rule such a large empire. Soldiers attacked the borders of the empire, and some even attacked Rome. The city became less powerful, and other people became kings. Many of the things we do today started in ancient Rome. The languages we speak, our laws, our buildings, even our cooking would not be the same without Rome.
Roman dates. 753 BC. Rome begins. 250 BC. The Romans rule most of Italy. 58 to 50 BC. Julius Caesar conquers Gaul, including modern-day France. 55 to 54 BC. Julius Caesar attacks Britain. 44 BC. Julius Caesar is murdered in Rome. 27 BC. Emperors rule Rome. 43 AD. The Romans start to conquer Britain. 79 AD. The volcano Vesuvius erupts in Italy. 117 AD. The Roman Empire is bigger than ever before. 330 AD. Constantinople becomes capital of the Roman Empire in the east. 410 AD. Goths attack and capture Rome. 476 AD. The Roman Empire in the west comes to an end.